music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio, we have Paul from Little Wasters. Paul, mate, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely brilliant. Full disclosure, we knew nothing about each other this time yesterday.
That's true.
I mean, nothing. Not even a thing.
I didn't know you was American.
I didn't know you weren't. Yeah, this is true. You didn't know that. But so give us a fill us in with what on earth's going on and how we met.
We went to the Boo Hewardine gig, didn't we, last night at the Brunswick in Brighton.
Yes.
What a talented guy. Absolutely love him.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's so good. And Luke was on.
Yeah, Luke was on. He was absolutely brilliant. We actually messaged him and said, can we have some tracks? Because I think he would be great on this show.
Yeah, he would.
What a great support.
He would. And it was a great night. And we were talking about the hecklers, weren't we? And then we just started chatting.
Yes. Yes, well, when you say hecklers, yes, possibly one in particular, but no, that's fine. I have been talking about this during the day. What do you do when someone, I don't know, sits right at the front, that's fine, and then kind of owns the gig in a bad way? What do you do?
You're not much you can do. You just have to get on with it.
You sort of do, don't you? Yeah, yeah, I know. It's a shame because, well, especially, I mean, A, it wasn't a stand-up night. So, you know, Boo isn't a, he's not equipped with stand-up put-downs. He's,
no.
He's too lovely.
I actually thought that he knew her at one point.
I don't know.
In the beginning, but then.
I still don't know if he did or he didn't. though it was unclear. It was unclear the way he played it. But in the meantime, Boo Hewardine, honestly, we did bond over chatting about the guy, and you were in particular, you know, discussing lyrics from the Bible, which was Boo's first band. What would you say, late 80s, early 90s, the Bible?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Very 89, 90.
Yeah, Graceland was the track.
Graceland, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And he didn't disappoint last night, did he?
No,
he played some blinders, and even back to, you know, those days, two tracks from the Bible, which is brilliant.
And the one for Eddie Reader, The Patience of Angels, that's one
stunning,
of my favourites. That's
stunning.
So good.
And Joke as well, which is an Eddie Reader track. Just beautiful.
Really good.
So there we were at the Brunswick, chewing the fat. And then, you know, I said, what do you do? You said, well, I'm in a band called Little Wasters. I said, no way, I do this little radio show. So here you are, because we had a slot, you know, a free slot on the session. And you are so welcome. So listen, tell us about your journey in music. Where's it all? Because you know, I mean, you are young, obviously.
Well, I when I was younger, about 18, came to because I'm originally from Teesside.
Oh yeah,
in the north, came down to London in a van with some pals, and we played every club in London, probably about three times, and we're just about to pack it in, and then got signed by Billy Gaffer, Wonder Marquee, signed us to River Records, Rod Stewart's label, and John Cougar Mellencamp, people like that.
Wow. So what year are we now?
Oh God, it was 90s, but early. But we were about to give up, and we won this Rock the World competition, and since then did that for about 4 years, and then now I'm still been doing it, been in lots of bands, lots of independent labels, and
so what band was that called?
Glory.
So that was Glory.
Yeah.
So tell me, when that happened, did you think, well, this is it?
You do, because you think you've cracked it, you know.
Yeah,
and
of course
you're getting a small wage, and which is no more than a loan, really, a record company loan. But
album. So you had one album.
We did an album, and we sort of did a little tour and played in Europe and did a few different things.
Any rock and roll stories?
Not really. I wish.
Any bands you supported?
Yeah, I can't disclose.
You can. It was 20, 30 years ago.
I can't think of anything. My memory's gone.
How convenient, sir. So after Glory, what happened?
Just kept playing really different bands. I was in a band called Loudmouth.
Yeah.
Band called Playmaker. And now Little Wasters. And here we are.
Great. So how long's Little Wasters been a thing?
We've been together for a couple of years. I've known the guys longer than that. And but we sort of spaced out a couple of the guys are in Kent.
Yeah.
One guy's in East London.
Yeah.
And I've just moved to Kemp Town.
Yeah.
In probably September it was.
Fantastic.
So new, yeah.
Was that just the sort of get out of London time or?
Yeah, just time for a change, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Little Wasters, you also said you were part of the Great Escape last year, which is pretty groovy.
Yeah, we did one of the alternative stages in the lanes, which was fantastic. End of the Trail Creative stage. Really, really good. And I've got a brother down here and a lot of his friends came down and
was this the brother
full.
I met last night?
It was, yeah.
What a star.
Yeah.
Loved you, loved the both of you, but yeah, that was...
It was a beer talking, wasn't it?
Well, I don't want to say it, but there was something flowing and it was just lovely to meet you both. It really, really was. It was very special, actually, I thought, after. And that was post-gig. That was good.
Yeah.
We were both buzzing.
It was really good.
So who else is in Little Wasters? I'm assuming not your brother.
No, so there's Matt on guitar,
yeah.
Stacey on the bass,
yeah.
And Pete's on the drums.
And these guys are spread out, Kent, London.
Yeah, two in Kent, one in East London, and I'm here.
And for now, you're bombing back up to London a couple of times a week.
Yeah, we rehearse in sort of Holloway Road area, North London.
Yeah.
And we do a bit of recording up there as well in London Bridge. And and we play a lot of gigs in London still. Friday we played in Camden, the Fiddler's Elbow, for the Hot Vox promotions, which was good, and good mixer in Camden. We played, and we got a show in next month in Shoreditch, Star of Shoreditch.
Yes, I know. Listen, do you want to play a little something? Is this a Little Wasters track?
No, it's not. It's just something that more of a solo thing, really. Because when you asked me to come in with an acoustic, I thought, I can't really do.
Well, yeah,
indie music.
We do have a Little Wasters single,
yeah,
which we'll play in a minute. But for now, I'd love to hear you. What have you got?
Yeah, well, it's just Shine.
Yeah,
and yeah,
take it away, my friend.
I have explained a thousand times, a thousand ways. You have explained the sun won't shine on your brighter days. Don't be afraid if I am changing my old clothes. I can't be ashamed, and I only aim to cleanse my soul. I'll let you decide a second chance this time. Let me inside a second chance to shine. I have been slow to walk into your empty rooms, and now it shows, and we always want what's out of you. Don't be afraid if I am changing my old clothes. I can't be ashamed, I only aim to cleanse my soul. I'll let you decide for a second chance this time. Let me inside a second chance to shine. I'll let you inside for a second chance this time. I'll let you decide for a second chance to shine.
Absolutely. absolutely gorgeous. Lovely message in from Anna listening in Hove, who says, love this. I love this. Paul, that is a beaut. That is a stunner. What do you go under the name of? Do stuff acoustically solo?
Not normally. I'd like to do more. I did a Palestine charity thing in Farringdon, Betsy Trotwood.
Oh yeah,
a couple of weeks ago
as a solo artist.
As a solo, did about 3 or 4 tracks there.
And how would we find you? Was it just Paul?
Well, my name's Paul Ray Burns, but I mean a lot of these ones are not actually out there.
No. But just sitting.
Yeah, but if you search for At Little Wasters,
you're
find,
hiding
yeah.
this stuff. So have you put it up on the Little Wasters?
Some of the songs are up on the Little Wasters. There's a track that I'll play that's one of the that we do electrically big rock. But I can do it on acoustic in a bit.
And when you play live as Little Wasters, mm-hmm. is there a little moment in the set where it all gets stripped down and you're one spotlight? Yeah,
There are some tracks that are that we tried to do lose dynamics and bring that out a bit, and I like to add other people's songs and drop things in there that people know. It makes people sort of remember the songs a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And where are you a lot on that? I mean, do you love both of it? Do you love that acoustic sound and work as well as the full band?
I do. I mean, because I write on acoustic anyway, so it's just normal for me. But it is a little bit more hairy because obviously you haven't got your lads to back you up, your mates.
That's always what they say. But it's quite, in a way, they are still there for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's got that feeling. And do you tend to write most of the tracks for Little Wasters?
I do, but we collaborate on the arrangements and come up with the riffs and things.
So you come to the studio with a song.
Yeah, try to, because what happens is what I used to do was write the whole song, lyrics and chords and everything.
Yeah.
But then you would thrash it around and then in the rehearsal room, and if it didn't work, you would know pretty much within 15 minutes, and then you'd waste your time. So now I just do an intro, bit of a verse, bit of a chorus, and then try it, and then if it's sounding good, then I'll finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're writing, is it the music that comes or is it the lyrics?
Bit of both, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I did try, one thing I did try was writing. Last year I took a book away with me and I just wrote words and I put the music to it.
So without a guitar with you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then that was difficult, but it was a good exercise, you know?
Yeah, and anyway, you've got that work.
Yeah.
Because it could be standalone anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Where did you go?
Where did I go? Yeah. I was in Spain. I was in Barcelona for the long weekend.
And did you go on your own?
No, I took the other half.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was just thinking, if you're going there to write, it's just an interesting exercise.
I think you can't put too much pressure on yourself because you ultimately might come up with nothing, you know? You just got to sort of just try and let it flow, really.
Have you guys ever booked the studio with nothing and said, let's write a song?
We did one time, and that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Well, unless you can spend hours, you know.
You've got the indulgence
banging things
of
around.
It's the
difficult.
Apple Studios at your feet.
You have to really, I think you have to have a backbone. You have to have something to work on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense. Talk me through the single we're going to play. What is it?
It's a song that was just inspired a little bit, but we wanted to do something with the groove. Little Wasters was more of a groove than we'd done before.
Yeah.
So it's got the... It's got the sort of a little bit of blur in it. I always say it's like the tagline is if Damon Albarn joined ABBA, because there's a bit, the chorus is a bit of an ABBA rip-off.
Nice.
We've got a little bit of speech in there as well.
Yeah,
just a bit of fun, really.
Does it start with someone kicking down the door?
Yeah.
A little bit of that. This, my friends, is I Had a Dream. It's the Little Wasters' new single.
In March, actually.
Comes out in March. What date?
Probably the first week.
Well, in that case, we'll definitely have a good reason to play it again. But in the meantime, my friends, this is an exclusive.
Dream it came true, just like a fool with Tom Cruise. And I did all my own stunts and planes and trains and speeding cars. I had a dream it dream I wrote this song. Just like a Guy Ritchie film, I searched for clues and broke the rules. I had a dream you were gone. Dream it was me. I had a dream I was free. Hung out with Al Pacino, eating crepes and cappuccinos. Had a dream it was me. Dream it was you.
Oh my days. That is awesome. I love it. Messages in. Andy from Canterbury, I think. He says he went commando. Oh, naughty, he says. And then messages in a little bit later saying a bit of the David Bowie screaming Berlin guitars on this one. Or is that just me? That yeah, that's a good observation. Any comments, sir?
Yeah, we're trying. Well, I think what we're trying to do is, you know, you've got to sort of poke the bear a little bit. You've got to rattle people. You've got to get a reaction. So we had a bit of fun with it. I asked Matt to channel reference Robert Fripp, maybe a bit of fashion, a bit of Scary Monsters.
So hang on, Fripp was on Heroes? Fripp was
Heroes.
On,
he was on Heroes.
On Heroes and Fashion.
Fashion, and he played some amazing guitar.
On that album, on that was Scary Monsters album.
Yeah,
I love that album.
Yeah.
That is actually one of my favourite Bowie albums.
Yeah,
I do love that album.
Yeah.
Fripp, yeah, good call. So Little Wasters, now you are here. I know the other guys are a couple in Kent and one in London. Are you looking for a sort of an in the Brighton music scene? You said you've done The Great Escape. Also just said off air you did the Brunswick. So well, that was good. How long ago was that?
It was probably a couple of years ago. But we met a band who were based in Brighton, and they asked if we had any gigs, and we put on our own show at the Hope and Anchor, the iconic venue in Upper Street in Islington.
In Upper Street,
yeah,
absolutely. Hope and Anchor, famous
thing. Yeah, they all played like Sex Pistols and Stranglers, and they've all played there. So we put a night on to release a single, and we had them play with us, and then they said, well, we'll put a gig on in Brighton, and they picked the Brunswick.
Nah, brilliant.
Yes, we played together, and it was really good. It was a good sort of cross, a chance for two bands to do, help each other.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for, I want to book some gigs sort of in the next few months in Brighton, so, you know.
Well, you know, if anyone's listening, we're always good.
And The Great Escape, any
Great Escape,
any stages going, split a slot.
And meanwhile, gigs in London still, have you got stuff coming up? What have you got coming up?
Yeah, well, we just played in Camden on Friday. That was Friday just gone. That was at the... that was in the Fiddler's Elbow, but for the Hot Vox. But we're playing, the next show is actually nothing in February, but March 13th. We're playing at the Star of Shoreditch, which is in Shoreditch, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a single release show.
and of, then, of I yeah. Had a Dream. Is that before or after the legal court case?
For ABBA, yeah. I just want them to sue me, please.
Well, what's interesting is I Had a Dream, but it's Fernando, the track you're ripping off. Sorry, referencing. homage.
Yeah.
It's an homage. And instead of Fernando, you go Commando. I mean,
exactly.
they can't see any joins there, can they?
Yeah, no. I just want them to sue me, please.
You just want as much headline grabbing as you can get.
Yeah.
And why not? The Little Wasters. You heard it here first, my friends. Paul Rayburns is in the studio, and I've checked, and that is his real name. Isn't that a cool name? Yeah. So how did you get that name?
I'm a Burns, actually.
Yes.
Me and my brothers were Chris and Burns, that's our surname. And my wife is a Ray, R-E-Y, the Uruguayan
so
Ray,
good.
Spanish Ray.
Yeah.
And in Spain and in Latin America, they take all the names, add all the names, you know.
They do.
So I said, well, if you take mine, I'll take yours. And she said, that's nice.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
So you are Paul Ray Burns.
Ray Burns with a little hyphen in the middle.
Awesome. Mm. Love it. And do you, can we find you online as Paul Ray Burns? Do you have any...
I don't have a lot of social... I'm Little Wasters is where you'll find me, at Little Wasters on Instagram and Facebook as well. Facebook.
What about vids? Have you got videos or just...
Yeah, YouTube. There's a channel, Little Wasters channel,
actually,
with some of our live stuff on there.
What about the old stuff? Is there any glory stuff kicking around?
I don't know.
What about the album? Where is that?
I have
now?
No idea.
Seriously? Have you got a copy?
Probably in the loft somewhere.
No. I dust it down.
Yeah.
I just loved that because, I mean, that was a thing. You know, you were signed. You were 4 years as Glory. Mm. You know, they gave you a record deal, which is such a big deal at the time. I mean, it's amazing.
I think everything's changed now. I mean, all the streaming with it, Spotify, that all the thing, trouble with Spotify. They're just not paying the artists. And you can't make a living at it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the physical vinyl that you used to have back in the days sort of disappeared. It's a shame. Well, it's come back a bit.
It's sort of, I mean, it was funny last night, you know, the artists that were playing, and we had Luke McCauley came on at the beginning, and at the end he was trying to sell his merch. He said, I've got cassettes, which was brilliant. He only had his material on tapes, and he said, I don't even know what they are. Which is great.
Does everyone have a cassette machine now? I don't know. Walkman?
I might have one.
Walkman, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah. I do have a twin tape cassette player, but that's only to, you know, keep me busy. I just thought that was brilliant. But, you know, it was interesting listening to Boo talking about the journeys of his own songs. Mm. And he mentioned Bell Book and Candle, you know, which has been in seven different dramas, you know, movies and TV dramas. Even Emmerdale.
I know, it's incredible.
Which is hilarious.
And, of course, he's written for other artists, which was the big hit, Eddie Reader, with
that's
Patience of Angels. Brilliant song, but he wrote it, but she had the hit with it, which is amazing.
And I think it was deliberately written with and for her, wasn't it?
I think it was.
She picked up one of his songs,
was.
I think, initially.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. I mean, that's just the way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And he was absolutely referencing that last night. Mm. But he's such a trooper. Anyone who doesn't know Boo Hewardine, I say Hewardine. Paul says Hewardine. You take your pick, but it'll get you both in the same direction.
Check him out if you've not heard his stuff. It's amazing.
It is so good. Now back to you, my friend. Mm. What are you going to do? Have you got a livey?
I can do one. The Little Wasters songs. Obviously, it's a
you do whatever you want.
Acoustic.
It's just a joy to have you here. And it was so good. Great to meet you last night. It was brilliant. And your brother, have we shouted out your brother?
Ian.
He said he was going to come down.
He was being busy today.
He was being busy today.
Yeah.
Well, we were all being busy, but he, you know, I mean, show me your loyalty.
Yeah, no. And I've got another brother, Kevin. He was up north.
Should we say hi, Kevin?
Hi, Kev.
Kev, how you doing? What is this? Oh, yeah, so Andy listening in Canterbury, who he says he's a Boo Hewardine fan. He says, seven dramas for Bell Book and Candle. I never knew that. Good for him. What a legend. Yeah, and I can't remember, apart from Emmerdale, I can't remember which ones he said that it was used in, but there were some crackers there, weren't there?
I can't remember, but
really good.
A few things,
good.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, my friend, what are you going to play? We've got Paul Rayburns.
I'm going to do a track that Little Wasters do. It's called, what's it called, if I can remember it?
Think about it.
Take Me on a Holiday. It's called My Last Holiday. It's for Matt, the guitarist, because who lost his brother to a MS, like a really horrible disease. And I just got into the thing of thinking, because he knew he wasn't well, and I just sort of thought, you know, how would he feel if he wanted to go on holiday, you could go.
Yeah.
So this is my last holiday.
My last holiday. Yeah, Matt, we're thinking of you, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it away.
I want to feel the sun shining on my face. I want to taste the world on my plate. I want to be with you. Wanna be me, or wanna escape now? Only you and me. Take me on a holiday. Take me to the sea. It's my last holiday. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna live my life, breathing the air, sand in my shoes now, salt in my hair. I wanna be with you, but I wanna be me. I wanna release now, only you and me. Take me on a holiday. Take me to the sea. It's my last holiday. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. Holiday, celebrate. Holiday, celebrate. Holiday, celebrate. Holiday, holiday, celebrate. Holiday, take me on a holiday. Take me to the sea. It's my last holiday. I wanna be free. Be free.
My last holiday there from Paul Rayburn stroke Little Wasters. You got such a busy year because once you've dealt with Fripp and ABBA and those guys, you've got to take on Madonna.
I mean, she's next.
And I haven't even mentioned the Bowie estate. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a legal year for you.
I know, I know. I just want people to sue me.
Like, sue me, baby. Well, you're going the right way about it too, Sean. You have been absolutely brilliant, Paul. Thank you so much for coming by. Such crazy short notice, too. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
No problem. No, well, thanks, Pete. I really enjoyed it.
And will you keep me abreast of all the Little Wasters tracks and singles?
Yeah.
And then when that's coming out again, we'll play it and plug it and just tell us all info we need. Is that
Super.
Okay?
Thanks, Pete. We'll do.
You're the best, mate.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.